Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for March 21st, 2019. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. The federal government may have to step in with extra resources to help states like Nebraska and Iowa recover from flood damage. Floodwaters are still receding in the wake of the bomb cyclone that hit the Midwest states hard and left behind large-scale damage. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue tells the Fox Business Network that existing safety net programs probably will not be enough to cover the catastrophic damage.
Well, obviously, there are programs in the safety net that deal with cattle loss and other types of issues, Stuart. But that may not be enough for these farmers who've lost everything. I spoke with the governors of Iowa and Nebraska yesterday. They think there may be as many as 1 million calves lost in Nebraska. That's catastrophic, and we're going to do everything we can to help those people get back on their feet.
Politico says the damage totals could exceed $400 million in livestock losses and $440 million for crop farmers. A U.S. trade deal with the European Union is looking less likely day by day. U.S. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue tells Bloomberg News that in a recent interview that talks of the EU have reached a stalemate over agriculture. American Farm Bureau's Dave Salmonson echoes Perdue, saying that the Europeans continue to have a protectionist view of U.S. farm goods.
The EU does not want to talk about agriculture. They know how difficult it is for them domestically. You can think of the countries that really don't want changes in anything to do with ag, especially standards for meat, dairy, poultry, pork, biotechnology, geographic indications. They just don't want to change what they have, and they don't want to bring in more U.S. imports, more competition.
With some of the issues decades old, and then there's Britain and Brexit.
They want to be free to do wide-ranging trade agreements, or don't they? That's the conundrum. That's why their parliament's having such a hard time dealing with this. If they stay with the EU, they stay with the customs union, they stay with the standards and the trade arrangements they've already had, and they're still no different from being an EU country.
And the U.S. remains firmly against any trade deal with Brussels that lacks agriculture. The largest dairy cooperative in the nation had a challenging 2018 and lost a lot in net sale numbers from the previous year. The Dairy Farmers of America Cooperative held its annual meeting in Kansas City and reported that the net sales fell by $1.1 billion during 2018. That's a 7.5% decrease over 2017. Net sales in 2018 came in at $13.6 billion, while the previous year's total was at $14.7 billion. As most industry folks expected, the decrease is primarily due to lower milk prices. The all-U.S. milk price was 8.2% lower than the previous year. Prices averaged $16.20 per hundredweight compared to $17.65 per hundredweight the previous year. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.